as we have Washington County Executive Josh Shoman on the line this morning for a community conversation to talk about the state of Washington County. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rich.
You made your address to the county board yesterday. An address that kind of was preempted last year, huh?
Yeah, that's right. This was the first time in a couple of years we were able to do it, and we had a number of county board supervisors and people from throughout the county, and we're excited to say Washington County stands resolved at the end of a year of long pandemic.
I think resolved is a great term. How did you get there?
Yeah, I felt like the last year really put stress on everybody, and you know, not just what we went through with the virus itself, but all of the lockdowns and the stresses that it put on the economy and on our mental health and all of those things. And I think brighter days are certainly ahead. As I've said multiple times in the past, I don't think the light's at the end of the tunnel. I think we're at the end of the tunnel standing in the light of this pandemic, and we're resolved to move into the next chapter.
And part of that, I had read the script this morning, read the speech this morning, and I thought it was very good, by the way.
Thank you.
And I especially liked the part about the agricultural economy. Washington County has seen, just as most of Wisconsin has, just such a shift from agricultural to what do you want to call it, mechanical.
Yeah, a little bit of everything, very much. Wisconsin has seen, just in 2019 alone, we saw about 800 dairy farms go under. It's about 10% of what we had at the time. And that has been felt here in Washington County. And as I talk to farmers and their processors and suppliers, really it's not a county issue or even a state issue, really even a regional or national issue. In just a one generation, we've gone from the local farm to a regional and then national, and now there's global competition. And that is putting incredible stress on that part of the economy. But the message of the speech was really, we're not reliant on our economy or one sector of our economy. It's really about our people, and that's what has made our farms great. That's what has made our communities great and strong is the people. And ultimately, it's what makes our county strong.
And you talked about a number of families with multi-generational roots in Washington County.
Yeah, I did. I was pleased to be able to present the Wolf family out of Allenton, the great work that they've done for their community over the years with the Allenton Fire Department and several other functions as well as the Rettlers, Pete Wallace and Pete Rettler, Jack and his daughter Reagan, and the work that they've done starting through farming, and then of course Pete in Moraine Park Technical College, and now Jack coming back and having his first daughter and raising her here in West Bend. So it's really the foundation, I think, is for the future and what will propel us out of this and keeps us a step ahead of many other counties around us is that generational pull. And we haven't done the greatest job of bringing the next generation back. We have much work to do, and really that, to me, is what the next 3 years is going to be about, is how do we start bringing that next generation back and then bring their friends from college and from outside of the county with them back to our county as the great quality of life that we have.
Right, exactly. And that's something that, I've talked with our school administrators and so on. And that's definitely been something that has been talked about. It's just easier to talk about it, I think, than do it.
Yeah, I think it's very complicated to do it, actually. And I think that our superintendents and our schools have tried to do these things. Our employers certainly have, in the Hartford Industrial Park alone, just as one example, they literally have over 600 vacancies right now. And I think they love every graduate from Slinger, Hartford, West Bend, and Germantown to come there and work in their industrial park. But so it's not jobs that's the issue. I really think it comes down to a handful of things. It's the types of jobs. It's a lack of housing that's appropriate. Single-family housing is extraordinarily difficult to find right now. Most of it doesn't even get onto the market. It's sold before it even hits the market. And I think having those kind of jobs that are family-sustaining are important, too. So we have a lot of work in front of us in the next several months, and in the days to come, I'm going to start laying out proposals that will start to address those things.
All right. We talked a little bit about the pandemic. Washington County took a different approach under your guidance, we should say, and the county board and so on. Different approach than a lot of other counties in the state and across the nation, and it seems to have worked.
Yeah, it has worked, and it continues to work, and I'm very proud of that. We had an event in Washington County last night at the Fair Park for an organization called Pro-Life Wisconsin, and over I heard from people about how thrilled they were to be able to have an event and come to Washington County, and many of them were considering actually moving to Washington County. Some of them had friends and family who already had moved to Washington County from Milwaukee County and Dane County, Sauk County. So, yeah, it certainly worked. And if you look at the numbers here in Washington County as you compare them to other counties, it's easy to get drawn and kind of flooded by all those numbers. But really, it's pretty consistent county to county. And where we're at today is about 80%, just under 80% of our 65 and older population. The group that we were trying to protect from the very beginning has been vaccinated at least with their first dose. And now our hospitals are in great shape. There's extremely low risk of them being overwhelmed. So the things that we started with, safer at home and 15 days to bend the curve, we are there. We've achieved that. And now it's about propelling out of this and going into the next new phase of getting life back to normal and balancing public health with mental health, economic health, social health, and spiritual health.
Right, right. And that's something that is that we've all kind of got to pitch in for. This is not a few guys can do this kind of thing. This is something that Washington County and our cities and our has got to do together.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think local government, city, town, village, county even can do the work of creating the space, creating the environment for people to live. But we can't actually create community. You can't show acts of kindness. Individual people have to do those functions. It comes down to how we love our neighbor, as I've been saying for months now, not just in acute cases like a novel once-in-a-century pandemic, but each and every day and the things that we do. And that's what was so fun about being able to highlight families like the Rattlers and the Wolves is through their volunteerism and their caring, through whether it's through church or another nonprofit or volunteer organization, they do that each and every day. And we should all be doing more and more of that.
Would you say that Washington County is a land of opportunity?
Yeah, I think in the speech I reference it as Lincoln's last best hope, a bastion of his last best hope. I think we're in a place where you look around the state of Wisconsin and the country certainly, and you see people questioning our past or even trying to rewrite our history. And we don't have that here. We have a revival of what has been. And we're looking to build upon that into something even better, you know, welcoming everybody who shares our values and wants to be a part of our great community. And our great community is the theme. How do we build better, loving our neighbor? And it requires each individual person.
All right. I know you've got other things going on this morning, but what else would you like to add?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you, and I'm excited to start laying out actual policy proposals for how we approach this in the next couple of months. It's going to take all of the next 3 years and probably more to begin to do a better job of bringing our kids back and hopefully their friends and others throughout the state of Wisconsin and the country. And I ask everybody to be part of that process and find a way to give back to your community and love your neighbor.